Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm not going to give the inside baseball, but the pedophile networks running giant slave camps in Texas are about to get blown wide open, not just by us, but some big guys are taking action right now. Scott Bennett, former Army Intel agent with the Key Intel, joins us coming up in about 6 minutes. But Carlos, you're a beautiful person. How do people follow you on Twitter? Carlos, STEX, with two S's. Everybody should follow you right now. We are going to be going to the border with you soon, and very exciting things happening as well. We'll leave it at that. You're an eyewitness to this giant operation. You got 4 minutes left to break. You've got the floor.
So I just want to name off all the cities, you know, where all these major facilities are at. And I wanted to put it out there for anyone who lives there. You got Pecos, Texas. You got Carrizo Springs. Carrizo Springs is about 10 minutes. No, not 10 minutes. I want to say a good 15 or 20 from Uvalde, Texas. And you also got McAllen, Texas. You got Brownsville, Texas. You got Harlingen, Texas. You got facilities out in El Paso. The El Paso airport, they're putting kids in Fort Bliss, one of the Army bases. You got Houston, Texas. Catholic Charities is out in Houston, Texas, housing these children. And there's stuff going on in San Antonio, but I don't want to speak on San Antonio because I don't know exactly what it is, but I'll eventually figure it out. Anybody in these places that I mentioned, you go on Google ORR shelter facility. You'll eventually end up finding the address. You got to start exposing these places. You got to keep an eye on the vans at the airports. Midland, Texas is getting all the kids from Pecos, Texas. Every day there's children there being moved, and no one pays attention to it because the only people who fly into the Midland airport are oil rig workers. And it's an air, tiny, tiny airport with about maybe six terminals. I mean, they got just 1 through 6, and no one pays attention to any of those. So this is how they get away with it. They use the small airports to fly all these kids through them, and McAllen, Texas is the major one. So you it's public property. They can't tell you you can't film. You're allowed to film there. And that's the only way that we can get these people to stop this. They hate when it's on camera. They hate when you get children with you get a little brown, blonde child with somehow a Hispanic escort. How is that your relative? You know, how is that? It's not. You're escorting him. And when you go to these people, just try to get their badges. You know, they carry around a badge around the neck. Try to get the company name. It's time to get exposed. Usually on social media, someone will do it, and it dies down after a day because we don't have people who are out there every day. We need more people out there willing to go out there with their phone, to go out there with something. Just get it on the record because the people who do this, they like to deny it, saying, well, you're lying. You have no video proof. You have no proof of any of this. And if you go to Muckraker, I'm wearing a sweater right now. He has a pinned tweet of children being moved. Alex has all this stuff. We need more of it because they like to tell you, oh, well, that's 3 years old. No, we need.
No, when you show up there, it's instant. It's everywhere. And you got my word. Owen just got out of prison for his free speech. He's going to go down. I'm going down. I got a great team of people. We got feds that are giving us. But you've been there. We're going soon. And we should probably just hire you as a reporter full time down there, because like you said, so little people go and do this, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You show up to any town, vans, kids, babies. I mean, you look at it and it's just sick. It's like, I mean, you go in a restaurant to eat lunch, you walk out, it's still going on. You come back at midnight, it's going on. It's 24/7.
Yeah. In 2021, I got an email congratulating me by my former employer for saying, hey, congratulations, you moved close to 2,000 kids in less than 2 months.
Carlos, you're going to be on the War Room at 4 p.m. in the second hour today. I suggest I do 2 hours with you with Owen Shorter today. God bless you. Get my number. I'm getting your number. We're going to the border, brother. Guarantee it.
Can't wait for
you. Can't wait, brother. We love you.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Smell blood of the New World Order, and Carlos Arellano is it. He is on record, blowing the whistle, newspapers everywhere, exposing sex trafficking. He's the bloodhound we're looking for. We're going in. We just blindly go down there and catch huge human trafficking. That guy has been at the tip of the spear of it. So I did a whole hour just now, and I didn't plug our products. And quite frankly, it's sick if people don't support us. I'm 100% real Team Humanity. I'm 100% committed to taking these people down. I'm 100% dyed-in-the-wool victory, ladies and gentlemen. And I need your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points, X2, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there. Holy Toledo, folks. God put us in this position. God put you in this position to care about this and be involved right now. And this human trafficking Satanism is the Achilles heel of the New World Order. Plus, if we don't stand up for these children, that's why I've been so frustrated. I've been saying for 2 years, we need reporters full-time on the border. And the funds aren't there. The enemy's pinned us down, but we're starting to dig out of it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get a water filtration system. They're all the best. Fund us. We're full in on this. We need your support. You say, where are the fighters? We're doing it. But we need your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Vaso Beats, X2, DNA Force Plus, Turbo Force. It's all there. Get a Team Humanity t-shirt inspired by Elon Musk. I said, call it Team Humanity. He says, I agree. Now the EU's coming after him to shut him down. It's a catch-22. I can sit here and talk to millions of people, everything I do. I can sit here and do videos all day long. I can sit here and I've got, I'm not bragging, it's where God put me, unlimited interviews ready every day for 5-6 hours to do. But there's nothing like being on the ground. Think I want to drive 7 hours to the border? Think I want to see those smuggled kids? Think I want to stake out Walmarts? You think I want to do that? I do want to do that. But there's the issue of where I'm just like, we're here showing you the video that other people got. But when we get something like Carlos, we got to go in. We got to go in strong. I want to go in with helicopters. We've got them. Got to pay for them. The operators, the gas. I've got all the people ready to go. I'm ready to take them on, folks. I'm ready to win, not a bunch of crap. I've spent millions secretly funding groups to go save children, and almost all the groups did nothing. And it's right in front of us. For everything you've seen us do on air, this is half our operation. My behind-the-scenes operation is the most powerful, and the enemy can't stand it because I'm not a CIA operative. I'm not trained by the enemy. I'm trained by God. And we're so close to getting them. We've got our hands around their necks. And all we got to do is politically decide to break their neck. Do it! Do it! You heard him. He's like, I'm down there. There's all these sex slaves. It's all confirmed in Senate reports, and no one's here. Everybody runs down to have a press conference with the governor and the Texas Rangers. When we watch cars all day pull up and pick up six-month-year-old babies with no paperwork to deliver them, child smuggling in front of you, illegal felonies all day long, but we don't have any law enforcement to help us because the judges will tell them no. These people are sick. They've got all the money, all the power. The last thing they don't have is the innocence of children. And that's why everything they do is about targeting it. Scott Bennett is a PhD U.S. Army Special Operations Officer, famous vindicated whistleblower. He joins us to talk about the waterfront and what's happening in the world today, the Great Awakening, and how the enemy's going to strike back. You can also find his website as well at globalfreedom.tv, globalfreedomtv.com, globalfreedomtv.com. Scott, I'm really pissed here because this thing is out in the open. If we don't respond and if we don't fight it, God is going to judge us. I don't have a view. I can spiritually feel it that God is enraged. And God is saying, you will go face this. Do you understand? I can feel my orders coming down. Scott Bennett.
Yeah, you're right, Alex. There's a great awakening. There's a separation of the sheep and the goats. There are those who are feeling that inspiration and rising up. And at the same time, you're witnessing a disintegration of the United States, your disintegration of the courts, the disintegration of justice, of morality under this darkness, this disease of modern liberalism, globalism, occultism, New World Orderism, Satan worship, Luciferianism, Masonic worship, all whatever you want to call it, this darkness is all the same, and it's causing people to rise up. And I think, you know, you've got the tip of the spear in InfoWars, and I'll tell you, I was in Russia for 3 weeks on a secret operation, and I'll get more into it after the break. But I'll tell you this, Alex,
We're skipping the break. Go ahead.
Well, they know you in Russia, and they like you in Russia. And I'll tell you, I had a wonderful time. I was on the ground. But let me just say first, you know, when you're talking about supporting InfoWars, it is absolutely essential for people to support InfoWars because every dollar they give is an artillery shell that you're firing into the body of the beast. Every donation is gunpowder to the information war, hence the name InfoWars. So, like we did before, we will commit our company to give $10 for every order on destroycancer.com to InfoWars. And we had a great turnout last time. So I would encourage people to go to the website www.destroy-cancer.com.
Well, regardless, people should find out about the Black Sabbath and all that. I don't even care about the funding. I appreciate the work you're doing.
Absolutely. It's a cancer killer. I killed the cancer I had on my back. A friend of mine's used it. Multiple friends have used it, and it kills cancer. And the agriculture is trying to stop it and all that. They say you can't put it on your skin or else, you know, it's this and that. All that's BS. This is a cancer killer. And if you put it on or you take it internally, it kills the cancer. So go to destroy-cancer.com. But we will give $10 for every order to InfoWars because we want to partner with you, Alex. You are, one of the great leaders of this movement. And we all have different angles of attack. We all have different.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And they're very fast. It's not like you hear a, it's a boom, and you don't even know it's there. And it's quite earth-shattering. Mines the size of cow pies all over around our feet, petal mines that you don't touch. You know, the Spetsnaz guys are experts, and they're always calling out, mine, mine, watch this, watch this. So I was back in Army training. I was back in Benning. I was back in my full-on, and it was kind of traumatic, to be honest with you, to go back into soldier mode. But, you know, I saw entire towns with windows shattered and their buildings completely crumbled into piles of bricks. I saw cars and the remnants of, you know, I Am Legend. You remember that movie, I Am Legend? That's what Donbass and Soledar and Mariupol looked like. But you still had resilient Russian people living there in these catacombs, in these ruins, and they weren't vindictive and bitter about America providing these weapons. They weren't hateful. They weren't spitting in my face or throwing rocks at me. They were sadly kind of shaking their head, wondering why is America doing this to us? Why, what have we done? Why is this happening? But at the same time, they were resolved to winning because they're facing Nazis. That's how the Russians look at this. They are facing a second patriotic war against Nazis. And I interrogated a lot of the Nazis. I was shuttled around and I went back into my interrogator mode and I was interviewing Azov Battalion, Nazi extremists covered with tattoos, asking them, questioning them. There's a lot of Americans that were on the ground, a lot of American officers that were on the ground that the Russians gracefully and mercifully allowed to leave, which I would never have done. I would have held them up and imprisoned them and held them on for trade. But instead, the Russians let helicopters come in Mariupol and get a lot of the American officers out. So American officers, NATO officers have been on the ground providing the targeting and the weapon systems for Ukraine. I mean, the Ukrainians in many respects are just like chimpanzees banging on a keyboard. They don't know what they're doing. It's the NATO U.S. officers and the British officers that are providing most of the targeting and the actual functionality of the war. The Ukrainians have just been thrust into the meat grinder, and Russia has set up a defensive perimeter.
And now that's all admitted, Scott. We've got Zelensky saying he's going to conscript women and 500,000 people, and now 70% of military-age men are saying they're leaving Ukraine rather than be conscripted. I mean, this is just insane. So they've lost the war, but now Biden and the rest of them say, oh, we're going to full war. You know, just that's their October surprise.
Well, they've got a big surprise coming because no American's going to show up. No American's going to go into a draft. No American's going to go to Ukraine to fight Russia. We'd get our asses kicked like we've never had it kicked before. Plus, they're not going to go to Gaza either. But, you know, Russia has never wanted to fight the Ukrainians. That's the saddest part. They look at the Ukrainians like the prodigal son, and they've been trying to win them back. But they've been so brainwashed, so drug-induced, so fanatically corrupted by America, by the CIA, by the Tavistock Institute, by MI6. They're completely delusional. They've been, I mean, there's a whole history of the cultic brainwashing of Ukraine for this very purpose. And the Russians have reluctantly entered into this fight, but they have won tactically, strategically. Ukraine is nowhere to go.
And that's all admitted. So Germany says they're mobilizing for war, getting a draft ready. What do you expect to come next?
I expect gay rainbow flags in Germany where they think they're somehow going to intimidate the Russians by the demonstrative nature of their homosexual proclivities, where the Russians will just kind of sniffle, sneeze, laugh, and say, yeah, whatever. There's no muscle or might behind Germany or France or NATO or Britain or America for that part. We've been deluded into this thought that we are Uncle Sam and Captain America, when in fact we're Barbie doll Ken, a metrosexual emasculate beta male with pop guns. We have nothing compared to the Russian resolve. Every Russian soldier that I met was from different parts of Russia. I met Japanese and Koreans that were in the fight for Russia, that were not Russian citizens, but came to fight for Russia because they said it's the last uncorrupted country. And they're not corrupted by the globalists. They have traditional family values. They're a Christian Orthodox country. They're what America was in the 1940s and 50s. And they're not the communists anymore. I made a report to Speaker Johnson, to Matt Gaetz, to Marjorie Taylor Greene, to Jim Jordan, to a host of other conservative Republicans, advising them that I, Scott Bennett, a former military officer, author of Shell Game, who did a report on terrorist financing, exposing the Obama administration, the Clinton Foundation, and all the terrorist financing they were illegally doing. I've went to Ukraine. I've spent 3 weeks there. And here's my report. The United States is involved in war crimes, the Biden administration specifically, because it's providing HIMARS, artillery shells, drone technology, and human resources, committing war crimes against civilians living in Donetsk, Mariupol, Soledar, and other places. This needs to be immediately heard in the United States House of Representatives and the Senate, and all funding needs to cease and desist, or else the United States is going to be a party to war crimes in the incoming tribunals that Russia is going to be petitioning be conducted.
What do you make of this footage 3 weeks ago of their new recruits, average age 62 or whatever, and a woman singing to them? They all look like dead men. They're out of troops. I mean, this is insane.
It is. It's a sad reality. That's why Ukraine has nothing left. It's a complete zombie military at this point. They're waiting to leave. You can see this on the faces of these guys that are there. What you don't see are the pregnant women that are killed and found in the trenches, not because Russians target them, but because the nature of the warfare, Alex, this is a drone war. This is a long-range artillery war, and that's not very forgiving with regards to the targets. So the Ukrainian military is being decimated, and I raise the fact that Ukraine has really annihilated, Zelensky has annihilated the entire Christian Orthodox population of Ukraine. Why? Has there been a Khazarian agenda, an Ashkenazi agenda, an Israeli agenda? This was told to me by some of the human intel assets that were on the ground from Russia, that much of Ukraine was being bought up by agents in Israel. You had Mossad sending 2,000 soldiers out of Ukraine back to Israel when Gaza, that episode unfolded. So there's been a lot of foreign interference, a lot of foreign participation. The Russians know about it. Netanyahu, of course, stabbed Russia in the back by providing Mossad officers to help the Ukrainians kill Russians. Netanyahu also stabbed President Trump in the back. But what I saw in Donbass was very simply American weapons being used to target civilians and kill old people and shoot at kindergarten.
Well, what we know is the globalists have dissolved our border.
Yeah.
And they are crushing our country and now saying NATO is going to go to full war with Russia because their energy's cut off. It's the CIA that blew up Nord Stream 2. So, Scott Bennett, let's come back. Let's talk about where you see this going, the election domestically, the borders, all of it, because we're living in an insane time right now. Scott Bennett's our guest, former Army Intel officer. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, man.video. They're not trying to shut down Elon Musk. The EU is. This is a crazy time to be alive. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on here to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And the
colors of... So Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, best-selling author, shifting out of Europe and what's happening there and the attempted escalations. Well, let's finish up with that. Do you think Biden saying we're going to script, we're going to have the draft, Zelensky saying, is that desperation? How do you see this war in Ukraine with Russia ending, or does it expand? And then domestically, all the indictments of Trump have blown up in their face. He's way ahead in all the polls. What are they going to do next?
Well, you know, when I was in Russia, I wanted to impress upon them, and there's a variety of people that I met in the media, in the political realms, in the military realms, in the intel realms, that there are Americans like you, Alex, like me, like Tucker Carlson, that believe in the same thing the Russian people believe in: traditional family values, religion, conservatism, the right to live free lives, natural lives, free from the police state. And they understand that about America. I also wanted to impress upon them that this constituency of freedom-loving patriots are rising up to overthrow the tyranny that has oppressed us, I would say, since 2001 and the great psyop of the 9/11 attacks, which set us on this juggernaut of wreck and ruin across the world. We have awoken to the falsity behind that and the liars behind all of that. Nikki Haley, the fool who's up there trying to resurrect George Bush and Dick Cheney, all of these clowns in the neocon realm. We're not for that. We're not for the endless war. So I wanted to impress upon the Russians that we are in our own perestroika. We're in our own revolution, our own renaissance, our own revival, whatever you want to call it. We're in our Nineveh moment, and we will not surrender to a Sodom and Gomorrah future. And I think by the vitality of my passion, I was able to convey that, because they certainly liked me enough to have me on live television all over Russian television studios. And like I said, they know you, Alex, and they like you. You should really absorb that. They like Alex Jones, the Russian people, the Russian conservative soldiers and politicians and media. They all like you. And they like President Trump. So we're naturally, you know, glowing and radiant in the eyes of Russia. They're not an enemy. And they know that, you know, people like us understand that. But we're in the overthrow of these globalist fools that are, you know, infecting Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Britain, and the United States, Biden and Trudeau and all the rest of them. So we're in a revolutionary moment, but I have great hope, because I think the Russian people are going to win in Ukraine, of course. They're going to push all the way to Poland, and they're going to stop. They have no interest of going into the EU. They have no interest of doing anything.
So you think they're not just going to stay in the EU? You think they will push to Poland?
They will go all the way to Poland eventually. They're not in a rush, though. They will do it incrementally and slowly, and they will be driving out the Ukrainian fascists. And I think that's where the CIA and the MI6 are going to be bringing them back to the United States to engage in domestic terrorism as false flag attacks for the police state that, you know, Dinesh D'Souza's film, I think, captures a glimpse of. That's the agenda of the globalists and the Democrats. They have to create a police state. They have to use false flags to do it. And they also are going to try and trigger a war, because they think that Americans are going to turn into Uncle Sam.
Well, I was about to say, the globalists know they're losing. Joe Biden says full mobilization. Your sons and daughters are going to be dying. I mean, they're claiming that Russia's going to turn the power off. Clearly, they're planning something big. They're admitting they're losing, so they're going to do something big.
They're going to wage a war against Iran. They're probably going to try and initiate an attack or a Gulf of Tonkin moment where they sink some ships in the Red Sea or the Persian Gulf or both. You already see that manifesting around Yemen and the Houthis. But I have no fear of Iran either.
Houthis playing into the trap launching the missiles?
Well, the Houthis have been warred against by the United States and Britain and Saudi Arabia for the past 10 years, if not longer. So they are simply responding to this Israeli expanding military aggression, which is turning into complete genocide.
What do you think of Israel? Because this has been a PR disaster for Israel.
No one remembers October 7th. The only thing people remember are the women and children that are crushed under concrete, the hospitals that are being decimated, and the bloody ruins of all the humanity that are being sacrificed in this meat grinder that Netanyahu is using to justify extermination of Gaza. The media in America doesn't cover it that way, but everywhere else does. In every other Muslim Arabic nation in North Africa, Indonesia, Turkey, Iran, Iraq,
so
Yemen.
What is Israel thinking? In fact, cue the clip up. We're on national Israeli television, their biggest channel. They say, I want war crimes, kill them all. Don't they know the world's watching this? I'm not even anti-Israel. I'm just saying Israel clearly stood down. What is Israel thinking they're about to get out of this? It's clip 13. Israeli journalist Shimon Ricklin I am for war crimes. I don't care if I'm criticized. I'm unable to sleep without watching homes in Gaza be destroyed. More houses, more buildings. I mean, you couldn't behave like the bad guy worst. Here's a clip. I'm for war crimes. I don't care if I'm criticized. And honestly, I don't care. I'm unable to sleep if I don't see houses being destroyed in Gaza. What do I say? More houses. More buildings. I want to see more of them destroyed. I want to be nothing for them to return to. In the Torah, it says to spread the earth. It goes on. Keep going. So, what's going on here, Scott Bennett?
Well, you know, sadly, you're seeing people like that that give a bad name to every Jewish Israeli person. And I'm in agreement with you. We don't have animosity towards anyone for their religion or ethnicity of any description. But we certainly do not embrace warmongering lunatics like that that are going to, as Doug McGregor has said, lead to the annihilation of Israel. And Scott Ritter said the same thing. And it's people like that that will lead to the annihilation of Israel. It will lead to a full-blown war that, I'll tell you this, Alex, the United States, if it thought that it could send missile ships into the Mediterranean, Red Sea, and Persian Gulf and somehow prevail, is going to be sorely surprised and disappointed, because you will have every Middle Eastern nation and guerrilla faction waging war against every U.S. troop and ship, and you will have the annihilation of all of the U.S. forces in that region.
Well, they've already basically stopped oil trade there, so it's already causing a big problem.
So the U.S. would find itself very quickly annihilated and defeated, because we don't have any ability to run resources or supply lines. This is not 1990.
Yeah, so they say the Houthi thing's futile. It's a $2,000 drone versus a $2 million missile. They're winning.
They are, because they've been, you know, fighting guerrilla warfare, and this is their home turf. You know, so this is a no winner for the United States, and no American wants to be there. But it could end very disastrously if the United States is.
But doesn't Israel get the PR? Because I've got 100 videos. I didn't just play one saying we're going to kill all of you. It's genocide. I got Jerusalem Post. We're going to create a new Auschwitz. Why would you talk like that?
Why would you talk like that? And unless you're being given over to strong delusion to believe a lie, as the Bible says, unless you've been given over to this madness that only you believe. I mean, sometimes it's hard to explain people's irrationality, but you don't go by the emotions. You go by the actions and the strategic layout of what is inevitably going to happen. Where are the dominoes going to fall? You can already see the line, and it's simply a mathematical calculation to determine in what time frame is this domino going to fall. And specifically in the geopolitical framework, how is Israel going to result in all of this? And I see all of Turkey and Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Pakistan, all mobilizing against Israel and cutting off all
of it. And the U.S. has to go in. So we see liberal media actually pushing all the Islamic propaganda. I see a major setup here for full war in the Middle East. Scott Bennett's our guest. Let's come back and talk about that and how we stop that. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, we got an 11-minute segment left before the fourth hour starts with Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, great guy, really smart. Let's look big picture, though. Yeah, the whole world's turning against the globalists and the BlackRock, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, New World Order. Okay, great. But they're talking about power outages, we blame on the Russians. They're talking about race attacks. They're talking about new viruses, which they're already hyping up. We shouldn't sit here, in my view, and think we're winning this. Yeah, we're winning hearts and minds. That's going to make the enemy strike back even harder. On your radar, Scott Bennett, what do you think the deep state's going to do to try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, from a psychological warfare perspective, I see everything that they're saying and doing is complete propaganda and nonsense. They're firing blanks. But for people who aren't trained in that, the blanks can be terrifying because they...
Well, that's right. There's a normalcy bias for those of us that study this. We see it as a joke. But people that don't know what they're facing, So we can't have that normalcy bias.
They traumatize, and trauma leads to sheep herded mentality and behaviors that then reinforce into public policy that compels the obedience of the totality of the population. That's the danger of allowing the ignorant and the weak and the stupid to determine national policy. So we don't have the right to be kind of quiet in our own little enclaves and simply stick to our own The crowd that watches InfoWars, that watches Global Freedom TV, that watches Natural News, that, you know, we're all sort of sharper than the average.
But it's almost a weakness, though, because we know, we kind of project others know. That's our real weakness.
You know, and that's, I'll tell you this, Alex, next time I go to Russia, I'd like to take you with me because I think you'd be a powerful ambassador. That's the great thing that Americans have an opportunity to stand up and lead like we've never done before. We need to dust off the Ronald Reagan aura. We need to dust off the Teddy Roosevelt aura. We need to dust off the greatness that makes Americans radiant and buoyant and effervescent. That's why they loved us, all over the world. That's why I was loved in Russia last time I was there, because I had a snap, crackle, and pop. I had a smile on my face. I had a joy that the Russians kind of temperamentally don't have. But we do, because we're Americans. We were grown over the last 30, 40 years in a great America. And yes, it's kind of decayed into pervert land with LGBT, homosexuality, bug-eating, climate worship.
But the world wants a comeback story.
The world wants a comeback story, and there's no greater hero than an American, because honestly, we are heroes at heart. We've been bastardized and thrown off our game in many respects, and George Bush and Dick Cheney took us around the world kicking the crap out of all these mud hut sandal-wearing, man-dress-wearing Muslims, and we've ruined our reputation. But that doesn't mean we can't fix it. That doesn't mean we can't show love and forgiveness and humility and admit where we were wrong. And that's where the American Congress and the Republicans need to admit and recognize that we have been wrong by funding Ukraine and Zelensky. We're on the wrong side of history. And if these fools in Washington and the Republican ranks don't recognize that, they will be doomed. I do not see
that. That's right. America is destroying itself right now. We don't criticize America as we hate it. We love it. We have hijackers in control. They don't speak for us. But if we don't speak out and stop them, it's on us.
That's right. And I'll tell you, we have an opportunity. We naturally glow. We're naturally radiant. We're natural optimistic people. And we can resurrect that and show
only
that.
Only because our
world.
Ancestors, whether they were black, white, Hispanic, Asian, didn't matter. They came here because they believed in a better world.
Yes, yes, there's greatness. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There's great joy in the American heart that the rest of the world, that's why they saw America as a city on the hill. Not because of our real estate, but because of our hearts.
Not because we promote transgenderism and devil worship.
Traditions.
Because the enemy wanted to discredit us. They got us to become an exporter of all this evil to turn the world off to us because what America signified was the greatest threat to them, 1776 worldwide.
I think that day of 1776, as you said before, is upon us. I see, getting to the geopolitical situation, what may be happening in a lot of these realms, the U.S. is going to try, under the Biden administration, I think they're going to try and do a thrust into a conflict, but I think it's all going to blow back. What they're doing in the Middle East is not going to gain ground. Russia's never going to let Iran fall, and China's not going to let Iran fall. So it's an end of story operation right there. The country we need to really look at and be careful is China, of course. They're the ones who are insidiously coming up across the border. Not Russia, not the Iranians. I don't have any fear of Iran or Russia. I do have a concern about China because they think in 100-year terms. So we need to be diligent.
And don't think for a minute Russia doesn't know that.
Yeah, they do. That's true. Russia knows, and Putin has said the Chinese are the ones you have to be careful about. The Putin has recognized that China is a different being altogether. They're two-dimensional, robotic-thinking people. They're not creative, dynamic, industrial, scientific-minded like the Americans and the Russians and the Germans have been. So we have more in common with Russia.
There's an alliance with the U.S., Germany, and Russia. The brain is the same. Nothing is the Chinese on average, but the issue is it's very robotic.
You know, you gravitate to who you're in, you have affection with. You know, when I was in Russia, boy, I saw some beautiful girls that were conservative, traditional family values, smiley, happy women. I thought, this is where you find wives if you're an American bachelor. And that's got nothing to do with anything that we have so much in common temperamentally. And the same thing with the European stock and the Germans and such. So I think Europe is going to throw off the Klaus Schwab, European Union, Ursula von Leyen, fascism, Nazism that's taken root. And you're going to see a renaissance. You're going to see a change in the European governments. They're going to
be right. Globalists have invested in China because they see that as their real endgame.
Well, China is not something that Europe or Russia have a natural disposition to unite with, because other than replicating things, other than manufacturing things on an economic level, there's no cultural affinity.
Well, to be clear, China is totally homogenous and is the most insular group there is. I'm not attacking them. They are literally right. Hitler wished Germans were that supremacist. I mean, Chinese believe they are the Übermensch.
Yes, you're right, Alex, and they think that way too. The other thing is they're distrusted by the other Asiatic people around that area. They're distrusted by the Filipinos. They're distrusted by the Japanese, by the Cambodians,
the Vietnamese, all of them. Why do they all hate Chinese so much?
Because China is like a locust. China is like an absorbing personality. They absorb. They take. They thievery.
So the other Asian groups are territorial and just know that China's always trying to take over.
Yeah, and China has this, we're the big star and everybody else is a small star, as their flag communicates. It's just a temperamental, civilizational mindset. I mean, you could spend hours trying to dissect and analyze the Chinese mind, but for all intents and purposes, I think From a geopolitical position, we as Americans need to recognize China needs to be blocked from infiltrating the United States, infiltrating our universities.
I agree. If the Russians were a threat, I'd declare war on them. China is allied directly with BlackRock. The soulless bankers love China for a reason.
Yeah. They're a high-producing machine of economic output. Now, the other thing to watch is, of course, the southern border. What I see coming, and it needs to happen, Alex, is the return to the 13-colony mentality, the abandonment of the federal state, and that needs to happen as a slow-motion process. We've been creating...
Yeah, because the feds have betrayed us. They're captured to the states.
Yes, they are. I'll tell you this. When you began your segment about going to the border, I'd be the first one to go down with you anytime, anywhere, in this globe. There's nowhere that I'm afraid of going.
No, we're
going
to go. We're going to go with the last guest. We'll go with you. We'll go with Michael Young. We're going.
The other thing that is the constitutional law enforcement. Everybody has the power of arrest, citizens arrest for violating the Constitution, violating state laws. This is where the constitutional law enforcement.
You're right. Liberalism is all about having no territorialism. You're territorial for a reason, folks. Your house, your family, your country. It's a defense mechanism. If you don't have it, you'll be conquered. We must become territorial again.
Yes. You go to your sheriff and say, we have a group of veterans, all constitutional law enforcement, constitutional honoring people. No one's a danger. No one's a threat. No one's a crazy. No one's going to kidnap Whitmer or do bad stuff. But we all love the Constitution.
No, and all the militia needs to be completely open, run by local government.
All needs to be run by local government, and all citizen patriots need to be the commanders of that local government. No federal.
And that's why the Fed infiltrated the militias in the 90s to turn them into clandestine coup groups led by feds. I'm not against the militia. I'm against Fed run. All right, Scott Bennett, thank you so much. Amazing hour. We just said I got a few more clips, and I'm going to hand the baton. GlobalFreedomTV.com and your books. I can find it right there. Thank you, Scott Bennett.
Thank you, Alex.
Glad you came back alive. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.